Kicking off the last week in October, this is commercial-free CNN Student News. Welcome, I'm Carl Azus. Late last week, a doctor who'd treated Ebola patients in the West African nation of Guinea came down with the dangerous virus. But he was in New York City when he did. 33-year-old Craig Spencer became the fourth person diagnosed in the U.S. with Ebola. He's in isolation at New York's Bellevue Hospital. Three people who'd been in contact with him are in quarantine. Three U.S. states also have new quarantine rules for people returning from West Africa who've been exposed to Ebola patients. In Illinois, they have a 21-day home quarantine. In New York and New Jersey, they have a mandatory 21-day hospital quarantine. A doctor at the National Institutes of Health says the new rules could discourage healthcare workers from helping fight Ebola in West Africa. But he also says many Americans have lost faith in the federal government's efforts to stop the spread of Ebola.
President Obama hugging nurse Nina Pham to show Americans the Ebola scare is under control. Just minutes after her doctor did the same.
She is cured of Ebola. Let's get that clear, okay? That's for sure.
I'm on my way back to recovery, even as I reflect on how many others have not been so fortunate.
I think this also should be a pretty apt reminder that that we do have the best medical infrastructure in the world.
The White House, given the alarm over a new Ebola patient, a doctor in New York City, was quick to point out one of the CDC SWAT teams the president ordered was on the case.
I'm told that this SWAT team actually arrived in New York the same evening that this individual was a confirmed Ebola patient.
But on Capitol Hill, a National Nurses Union leader called the overall response dangerously inconsistent and inadequate.
No nation would ever contemplate sending soldiers into the battlefield without armor and weapons. Give us the tools we need. All we ask from President Obama in Congress is not one more infected nurse.
And Republicans continued to question why the president named a political aide, Ron Klain, to coordinate the effort.
Cite me all of his medical, infectious disease, communicable disease, healthcare delivery background.
You know, one of the terrific things about the way the government works together is that experts come together all the time.
I'm going to take that answer as a he has none.